Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Now, our guest today is psychic Joanna Lipton. Now, as I understand it, you do a little bit of everything. You do angel therapy, healing, Akashic records, past life. Mediumship, tarot cards,
soul retrieval.
Let's see what else.
Any cards here. I used to do cards, but I don't read with cards anymore.
Joanna. It's so great to have you on today. And
hello, dear.
Oh, wow. And I just found you on Facebook and am looking through there. So everybody else should follow you on Facebook, too. Joanna Lipton. Spelled differently there. J-O-A-N-N-E-T-N. But I just want everybody to know where to find you.
I hope so. Yes, I hope so. I hope everybody's doing wonderful out there.
Yes. Are we take callers today, Johnny?
We sure do. Our first
caller
is from area code 856.
Hi, caller. How are you doing? You're on live with psychic medium Joanna Lipton on Life, Laughter, Happiness. How are you?
I'm good. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What is your concern?
I would like to know about a job and hopefully making a move. I'd like to move out of my apartment.
Okay. Now, have you picked a place in general out of your apartment, or you're just like putting it in the air you'd like to move? Like, do you know the area yet?
Yeah, I know the area where I would like to move to, but I've recently decided that I wouldn't mind moving out of state as well. So I'm open to relocating wherever the job takes me.
Okay. The out-of-state feels better. Maybe that feels better for the long run. The in-state, I feel that would be probably about 20 minutes away from where you are. Have they contacted you about the job yet, or what's going on there?
So I've been putting out resumes for a while, recently, like today, in fact, I just got an email from somebody by the name of John that I had spoken with a few weeks ago about a contract. He said that he thought the funding was in place, but now it looks like it's up in the air about the budget. So he said he should know in a couple weeks if they're going to go.
Is he the one that's out of state, or that's here?
That's here in state. I've been sending out resumes for South and North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard anything back from there.
I feel better about that as a longer term for you. So what you want to do, too, is focus on the two. This is a little bit wishy-washy with me, this one. So I encourage you, they say, you're getting more like streamlined on the position that you want, because it seems like it's a position that you've done, but with extra, they're telling me. So I'm feeling that you're going for the more out of state, you know, certainly get something temporary, something in the next few weeks temporary will pop up. But I feel in my heart, if I'm in your body, I feel that's where my soul feels better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So that one you're talking about is possibility for now, but I don't feel long with it. I feel like you would definitely streamline about the position and zero in on more what you want for, because they're saying it's going to be an additional for you, a job you've done, but additional position or additional things that you do with it. I feel that, you know, you have to get clearer on that. But also, do your manifestation page, write down, you know, what you want in finance and relationship and all of that, and visualize it every day and say it every day as if it already is. You sort of got a block with that. You get a little bit with that, and then you pull back, you know, which is kind of normal for most people. But for you, it's harder to put it out there. So put it out there as if you already have it. You say, I now have the job in South Carolina or whatnot. Oh, I now have this, you know, place to live, and describe it to the T. Okay. Because spirit wants you to describe things, very definitely, they will come faster, I feel.
Okay. I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you. I guess that's my main concern. Do you see anything else that you want to tell me that's coming through?
Something about your throat chakra. Who are you not speaking to about something? Something emotional. I don't know if it's family or a friend, but they're saying you're holding back about speaking about something. And they want to let you know that it's okay to speak up, and it's okay to stand in your power, and you're not going to get persecuted for it. And you had a couple past lives where that happened, so that's why it is persistent now. But with the affirmations and with your picturing, with your writing down, and with, you know, you saying, I now have such and such, and visualizing it, you know, that's going to make it come quicker. I say that other position, wishy-washy as it is, will come very quickly. But I say the guides see you more out where you said, rather than let me stay here, you know, more indefinitely. They see you out of state.
I figured the job would probably be North Carolina, and I could live in South Carolina across the state line.
Mm-hmm. Go to your heart. Yes, go to your heart. I feel like you've been in your head for a long time about things, and yes, we need to be in our head about things, but also your heart is your intuition center. Go deep into your heart and picture where it feels good and ask where it feels good, and, you know, really be definitive about what you want and write it down. And ask. You say, universe, I allow myself to have this now. Please send me the people and, you know, networking that's going to help me work it out. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate your reading.
Blessings. Blessings.
Blessings to you, too.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Barb.
Thank you.
Yeah. Laura is one of our regular callers, and I'm so glad she has us, because she wants to know about her future, and this helps so much to make sure that you're on the right path, you know, things like that.
For sure.
So, yeah, I think her future is bright.
Yes, I feel it. I feel especially that area she was saying about where living, you know, out of where she is.
And that's a new, fresh start. That'll be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Johnny loves Atlanta. He has a house there. He must be off right now. Oh, hi, Johnny.
Oh, there you are.
That's okay. We were just talking with Laura, and she's finished with her reading. Is there anybody waiting?
We sure do. We have area code 775.
Okay.
Hi, caller. You are on live with psychic medium Joanna Lipton. How are you today?
Well, thank you. My name is Lindy from California. Thank you, Johnny and Barbara and Joanne.
Hello. What is
You're
our live
today? With Joanna. Go ahead with your first question, Wendy.
Well, Joanne, I just had my 69th birthday yesterday, and I'm employed in a medical insurance call center, but I've been ill off work since mid-January. And tons of medical documentation to support everything. And HR is getting antsy about having me come back to work. And but now another issue has come up. It's audiological, and I work in a call center, so I can't do my job until I get my new hearing aid. So how much longer will I be on leave? Will it be through October or early January, or what do you see?
Did they say, let me see here, we're in June. I feel September.
July the 7th.
I feel September.
Okay, that's not very long. Well, in my mind, I think it's relative to how quickly I get brand new functioning hearing aids. So if they're not ready by September, would I be approved off longer, like maybe through the beginning of October?
Yeah, that's a possibility. Now, are you looking into the rest of the house? Are you looking into natural stuff that could help?
Natural what?
The rest of your health, things going on?
Oh,
Do you have
spondylosis
health things going on?
Yeah, there are. I have spondylosis of the lumbar and thoracic, and I have an impinged shoulder and a few other things going on. So I should be, in my mind, I should be approved off work at least through the middle of October because of the back issues. I asked my doctor to use stronger language in the notes so that HR would leave me alone. And she said, Okay. Well, that comes from physical therapy notes. So I contacted a new physical therapist that I had seen last year. Her name is Natalie. She's very kind and I think much more supportive than the old physical therapist. And she did put in supportive notes. She's going to call me in about a week. And I'm going to tell Natalie what HR is doing. She knows I can't type right now. So will my primary care doctor end up putting in stronger language so that HR leaves me alone and lets me be on leave until mid-October?
Yeah, I feel like that's a possibility. I feel like you definitely are getting because of everybody else and their health issues, they're trying to string you along here. But I definitely feel that the physical therapist, this new one, is going to help. Have you done any acupuncture though, or natural things for besides the medical route for all this?
You know, that is a good question. I actually did try acupuncture over a year ago, and I liked it. But then that was interrupted. So I may try acupuncture again.
Uh huh. Yeah, I think looking into the more natural, other than you've tried, will help the situation. Also, you can call on angels to help as well, and Saint Germain wants to come in and help, and Archangel Michael. they want to come and help. Do you have dreams that come true but you forget sometimes?
I do have dreams that I've woken up and they seem more profound, but usually I don't remember my dreams.
Okay, so before you start going to bed, ask them. And you can ask relatives to come in that have passed. You can ask angels to come in and ask them to help you remember so that they can give you more information about this.
Do they think
you have more time? Yes, but you're going to have to be patient because everybody else is trying to, you know, either not come in and come in. And so, you know, you're getting thrown in with all of that garbage because of the COVID.
Yeah.
So,
and
just have patience.
And
I'm very HIPAA compliant
and fairly knowledgeable about the healthcare industry. And I will tell you, I have tremendous medical documentation, MRIs, diagnosis codes, clinical notes. I have enormous proof about everything. So, and regarding dreams, though, I have lately when I've woken up, it's like I'm having a conversation with somebody, and then it's like I'm saying, oh, I have to go now, or something like that. So I don't know what to say about that. But
well, that's one of your angels trying to get a hold of you. So that's why I said before you go to bed, you would say, I now remember, okay? I now remember my dreams. I'll remember in the morning. And you put some paper near your bed and you put a pen and, you know, you kind of have to train yourself to start remembering so that they can give you some more messages about this. You're absolutely right about the documentation that you've taken really good. And I feel very positive with the second physical therapist as to talking to the doctor about, you know, making it go on in your time frame.
Yeah, because the way it's written right now is that I can return to work in early September and I can work up to 50% of my shift and intermittently on the keyboard and mouse. Well, HR is saying they're thinking I can work full straight 4 hours. I cannot do that due to my medical condition. So I need stronger language. I'm very HIPAA compliant, so it has to be absolutely truthful, and I'm very conscientious about that. And but it's the language that it's written in right now. I need the language written more clearly and succinctly. But what I'm stating is, even without the back issues, because of my audiology issue, I can't do my job right now because I wouldn't be able to understand my callers. I'm on a speakerphone right now with my iPhone, and so. I think you're saying that I'll be approved off at least through early October. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
But this is also a time for you not to worry also. And because you have this time off, is looking into the natural cures again for, you know, all of this is. And you're going through an evolution. Your body is going through an evolution so that you can get to a bigger spiritual evolution. So know that as well.
And I will tell you that I consider myself highly intelligent, and I got a call today from my medical insurance, and the party from acting on behalf of my employer and the audiology office misstepped because she was confirming my appointment, and they told her that I had canceled because I had a fever. And that nowadays, I understand they want you to wait 14 days, but they freely gave information. And that was a HIPAA violation that they did that, because I have never, ever signed a HIPAA release to this private audiology office. To keep a rapport, I'm going to keep it under my hat, but I've been in the healthcare industry for a while, and the only reason why I still is there because I'm legal and I honor HIPAA, and I look at wordage, the power of a word, but I also try to balance that by having a good rapport with people. So it's like I'm constantly on stage and having to clarify, and I really don't want to be a lesson for other people. I want peace and harmony and kindness. So I just want a happy resolution. And quite frankly, if I'm not well enough to go back to work in October, then when I am well enough, I believe I should probably get a remote position somewhere because of the risks at my age going into a building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel that that would be a better, yes, that would be a better bet for you. So maybe during this time, as you're waiting for the one decision, you look into the other that you just said, you know,
right.
And always connect with your heart, always connect with your heart as to where you feel you must be or the goals that you will want. You know, your heart knows it's the steering wheel. So to speak.
Yeah, that's true. Well, thank you. It was really a privilege and an honor to speak with you. And I do truly love the show and meeting with Johnny and Barbara and wonderful guests such as yourself.
Blessings. You take care.
Thank you,
Wendy.
Thank you, everybody.
Always
God bless.
Yes.
Thank
always
you.
Always from Wendy. Thanks, Wendy, so much. She's such a wonderful lady. And I hope that these problems get behind her. Sooner than later.
I know. Hopefully, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're so helpful. So that was
thank
really
you.
Great. Yeah. Okay, well, we should hear a little bit about you because, you know, we haven't gotten to know you that well. Maybe Johnny has, but I haven't.
Yeah, I
you
think we should probably give out her number.
What? Oh.
Let's give out her
right.
number
yeah.
because, you know, go on.
Okay. Well, I just was going to hear a little bit about her first before we tell everybody how to get a hold of her, Johnny. So I wanted to know, because you listed off so many things in the beginning of the show. It was really amazing how much she does. But let's just take one or two and talk about it and how this all came about. Did you know that you have this gift since you were a child?
Yes, I had dreams that came true from very young. And then my parents were, you know, studying metaphysics, so I would read their books. And then I started taking classes, so I, you know, had some gifts, but then I also got certified in things along the way. So I got certified in healing first, although, you know, I've been taking, you know, development classes and mediumship and all these certifications along the way.
Oh, I didn't know that. How long would it
yes.
take to get certified in just, say, one part of it?
Oh, well, my first certification was in 1990, and that was healing. And
how long did that take to get certified for that?
It was a 3-day course. That was my first course in healing. And then, you know, I did other courses in healing. And then, you know, I also learned in a spiritualist church and became part of the board. And I traveled to get certified. And I, you know, studied with many great people. I went to Hawaii to study with Doreen Virtue, and two times. I went there a third time to get certified as a life coach, and then all in between, been taking, you know, classes as far as healing, mediumship, past lives, you know, and also doing shows and you know, working on the lines and doing privates for a real long time.
Oh, gosh, that just, that sparks my interest. Can you see what my past life was or lives? Do you envision anything?
I can, but I won't be able to, of course, I wouldn't be able to do all. So let me,
oh,
you want me to do that
do
now
have,
until a person
do
calls?
Do I have an
No, I do. I have a lot. No, pretend I'm a caller.
Okay.
Hi, Barb. I am wondering. I am wondering if I have a, what is a past life, and how can you tell? Can I tell if I have one? And what are some of the signs?
Signs of them are interest
not,
in.
Oh, signs, not science. Signs.
Spell that. Signs.
Signs like. What are the signs like? S I G N S signs. Like what
Okay.
should I look for?
So if
by
you,
my spirit
if you
guide.
Feel, if you feel, if you feel adept to a certain country, you know, you feel a strong connection in your heart to a certain country or place. You could have a deja vu about it. You could have a dream about it. You could be like, oh, I'm really into Aztec jewelry. I don't know why. And then, you know, you read about it, and then that's where you've been, you know. One of yours, I get Celtic, too, right away. I get Celtic, and one I get Egyptian. And the Egyptian, you were a healer back then. I see you in the temple with herbs and oils, and you were, this might shock you, but you were helping, I just blanked out on her name. Why did I blank out on her name?
I was helping
Isis.
Somebody?
Yeah, you were helping Isis in the temples of Egypt.
Wow. Well, that sounds exotic and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And also Celtic said, okay.
And another one was Celtic.
Oh, do you want to know my reoccurring dream? Would you like to know my reoccurring dream?
Sure.
I'm flying, and it's very colorful. It's vivid blue air. And then I just go straight and dive into the water, and then I'm underneath the water, and it's beautiful, and it's very vivid. And I go out of the water, and then I fly around beautiful scenery. What does that mean?
Well, can you describe anything around besides the air and water? Underwater is your consciousness. The air is akin to those totems: air, water, fire. But with that visualization right there, I'm going to try and see where that brought me, because I had a flash for a minute.
Okay.
That I feel was near two places. I feel like that was near Lemuria and somewhere in the Incas. Oh.
And the bird association
is an indicative to the Inca, but the bird is also like freedom, you know. There's freedom below consciousness, and there's freedom above consciousness.
Oh, that's great. It's a wonderful dream, I must say. It's a very wonderful dream. Wow.
Well, that's
fun.
That's a timeline. You're crossing.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
You're crossing timelines. You cross timelines, too, in that one. Like underwater is a different timeline and a different place. Under the water is near Lemuria, and above the water is in the Incas, even though you're not seeing the mountains. That's what I feel with that one.
I do. I see the mountains. I'm flying over the mountains and the very green, rolling mountainous tree area with waterfalls and blue. And it's just like other animals. They're so beautiful and just flowers.
Now, do the animals look like today or like a long time ago?
Today.
Okay. Because it's funny, how I've never seen it like this, but like under the water, totally different place than above the water, but two different
That's
timelines.
That's interesting. So nobody ever has come to you with this kind of a dream?
Has somebody come to me in a dream?
No. What has anybody ever to you with this kind of a dream, flying in the air and then diving into the water?
No.
And then...
Oh, no. But then I don't read for a lot of readers.
Oh, well, thank you. It's something to dissect on a later time with you, one-on-one, I bet. And because you're an expert in a lot of things, so that would be great. So now, Johnny, go ahead and tell our listeners where they can get a hold of Joanna Lipton.
Okay, let's see here. Let me get your number up here. Let's see here. Okay, give me 1 second here.
Well, maybe she wants to say, if you have to take time to look it up, why... Joanna,
yeah,
do you want to
go
to
the
best place?
Okay. Yes, my phone number is 315-708-2238. For those who would want to call for a reading.
All right. Okay, good. Okay. Are you ready for the next caller?
Sure.
Area code 631, you are on the air.
Oh, hi, this is
caller.
Stan.
How are you?
Thanks
You're
for taking my phone call.
Listen. Yes.
How
are
you?
I just want to see what you see with my love life.
Are you with someone now or no? Because you're not telling me.
I'm not.
Okay. I think about 4 months, they're saying. Working a little bit more on yourself, and it's not selfish, they're saying. They're not telling you, but when's the last time you were in relationship?
It's been a long time. I'm just meeting weirdos or people who don't have time. I don't know how to explain it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, what you want to do is make sure that you're writing down. Do you ever write down the characteristics that you want in someone?
Yes, I just did because I overheard you say to do it to somebody else earlier.
Wonderful, wonderful. But also, it's like wish fulfillment. So when we write it down, we also will say it. You know, you say it. And when the angels want you to hear most detail as it can get, okay, from job, what they make, you know, however clear you can get, and you know what they do, their characteristics. But I see someone with dark hair and about 4 months.
And I'm sorry, about 4 months, you said?
Yeah, you're going through a lot, and you've been shedding your skin, so to they say. So they want you to work on yourself a little bit more. And I know people throw their hands up and go, what more can I work on, you know? But we can always work and improve something. So maybe, you know, have you been interested in taking a class somewhere?
No. I work, and then I don't have the energy to take a class. And you know what? I've done that. What do I have to be perfect to meet somebody? Why do I have to take classes and jump through hoops? You know what I mean? They're meeting people. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
But it is energy. It is energy. So what you can do is get focused in the energy. Picture this person already with you. Okay? Picture them. You know, like your favorite things that you like to do, doing them. And then you can ask your guides, you can just say, now guides, I now have my, you know, perfect relationship, and this is what it looks like. And say it out loud and say, and now here it is, and now here it is, and I deserve this, you know. And the more positive affirmations you can say, is the clearing of the old energy, you know, because I feel there was a lot of things that you were going through over the winter. Am I correct?
No, I'm okay, I guess, with work and stuff. But, you know, I have laundry to do, cooking, this, that. You know, it's like I can't run through hoops. I work full-time. You know, a lot of people, they find people, they're not taking 50 million classes and making affirmations all the time. You know what I'm getting at? Like, yeah. I don't know. They find them at the grocery store. They go online and they fall in love, and they don't have to chase the person, you know.
Right, but it is also like divine timing. So as you, they're not trying to tell you to take, you know, 20 classes, you know, you'll meet them. But you have to, you know, getting yourself in the right frame of mind and your soul to meet them, you know, by saying, I now have this person, we're now doing so-and-so, and not only attaching with the words and putting them down on paper, but attaching the emotion to it is very important. You know, I could say I want somebody, you know, all the time, but if I'm not ready, one, it's not going to come, and if two, I'm not ready to work on myself, you know, I'm
I have worked on myself. I can't, I mean, anybody can improve, but I don't have to be perfect, and it's exhausting to try to work and go online, and these men play games with you. You know, you meet them, and then a day later, oh, you're not my type, or they try to, it's so weird. It's like a job just getting to try to get somebody. That's why I'm just going to say the affirmations and just let it be.
Right. You just say, I now have a guy that's not playing games. I now have a guy that wants to settle down with me. I now have a guy that, you know, X, Y, Z. Okay, to get it more clear for spirit. Okay? So that you're not going to, you know, you're not going to, they'll start clearing that other away from you. Because you like to care for people. And they say, and the last one, what you... Last relationship, you cared too much, and so it has to be more equal. So you say, I now have an equal relationship. I now feel emotionally wonderful. You know, he has X, Y, Z. Say what X, Y, Z is, and I am ready, you know. I'm not attracting X, Y, Z. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I'm ready for, you know, this, that, and the other, and make it very specific with spirit. Okay.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Do you see any changes coming up in anything real quick for me?
In what?
In anything.
Like, well, are you tired? Were you tired at your job? Are you tired at your job?
It's not that I'm tired of my job. It's just the hours and running around, and it's a new job and stuff like that. And, you know, I just quit a job as a teacher aide. Now, like, we didn't work since March. I didn't want to travel to Suez, and I'm a bus monitor. But, you know, I just started last week. Then it goes to the mid of August, and then it starts up again in September.
Okay. Well, I just feel, I mean, I know that you're there and you're working and everything, but like you might want to question, is there a real specific, they're asking if there's real specific, something more in the job, even though you started this, because I just feel like in my chest, if I'm in your body, my chest wall is caving because of stress.
Yeah, you're right.
Saying?
I mean, I'm trying friend said, oh, if you quit this, I'm not going to be your friend because this is a good job for you because she loves it or whatever. It's stupid. She's like 66 years old telling me this. I kind of want in my heart to get a job close to home as a teacher aide, and that's what I want.
Well, I think I see you with more success at that. This is just a temporary, but I see.
Amen.
You know,
yeah, I want a job. There's a school district that's like 5 to 10 minutes away, right in my neighborhood. Like, it begins with an E. And if I call them, I have a feeling that they'll give me an interview, either as a teacher aide or a teacher assistant.
Yeah, I feel good with. I feel a lot.
Thank you. Do you think they're
going to
call me though? I applied online.
I think you have to take the initiative. I think there's so many people, you know, looking for so many things right now that I think...
When should I call? July or August? They don't really know with this pandemic going on, but you think I should call in August?
No,
really?
July. get a hump on it, yeah. Because this what you've just taken, it's not you. They're saying it's not you. It's you just
no,
took it.
No, it's not. I feel like I'm like, yeah, it's not.
With the other one, I feel that you'll feel better. You'll feel better. And when we feel better in our mind, body, and soul, we attract more that we want. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have
yeah,
to
take
what we don't want
to teacher eight. The only thing with the teacher aid thing, it's a lot of married women, and they're talking about their kids and their husbands and stuff, and that kind of makes me feel bad. I like the job, but it's, like, mostly for housewife aids and assistants. So I'm trying. I'd like to get the man, too, and that job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so now – so you start saying that. I now have – put everything in the now to spirit. I now have the job. I now have XYZ man. And just
okay.
keep on doing that every day.
Because I'd even, at this age, I'd even like to get married. It's like.
Yeah, you can say. You can say that. That'll
okay.
weed out the, maybe, hopefully that'll weed out the jerks, right? But
I've never met so
you.
Many in my life.
Oh, yeah, well, I understand that. I'm single. I understand that. But there's timing for everything, and you just keep on saying that, and you just keep on picturing yourself with the
new
job.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Job.
I know you have other people. But my son was thinking of maybe going to the Army or something, but he's only 19, but he has one more year of college, and he wants to be a police officer. Do you see him doing that instead? Because I don't want him to go far. He's my only kid.
Yeah, but there's something about electronics. I don't know what it is. Either computers or electronics. That might take over that. I don't know. I don't know if that's a program here in the Army or what, but that's what came up. So if that's, you know, something coming up about that, and that might be closer to home. So,
well, that would be good.
As a, you know, as a interest.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, blessings. Can we
just... Okay, I'll keep seeing those affirmations. And you were right about the job. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think that's great.
Bye.
Okay, I think that's great. Goodbye. I thank you for calling so much. I find these ones really interesting, Joanna, because... okay.
Oh, my gosh. Can you feel their bodies, like, when they're, like, done? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I jump in their body and I'm like, oh my God, you know, why am I doing this job? You know what I mean?
Okay, but I think that part of the reason why she's not getting her man is because she's blocking him, her own self, by.
Yeah.
Saying, I feel bad. She says, I feel bad when I have to hear about everybody else's husband with these ladies I work with. Well, how about this? I mean, a lot of people do that. They think that way. But when they are thinking bad thoughts about husbands and family and
they block it for themselves.
They're blocked. Yeah, because why not say, hey, oh gosh, I'm so happy to see such a wonderful family. And she seems so happy.
And I hope that happens for me. Yeah.
Yes,
she has really
no, because that's going to happen to me. I love seeing that because I know that is my future. I love seeing a happy marriage because I'm going to have that too. Like, that is how you're supposed to go about it to match
that.
That
was a heavy
right
one.
Way.
That was a heavy one, but you got to start learning how to, what do you call it, manifest with the right words. Like, I was trying to tell her, she wouldn't get it.
She wouldn't get it. If you can shop in your body, you can say you want all you want. But if you're not, if spirit isn't ready for it, not going to give it to you, one. And
love
if you're
yourself.
Not for emotionally, you're not going to attract that. That's why they were telling her, go out and take a class. You know, you might need, but she took it the wrong way, you know.
Well,
of
yeah.
Of development.
But she is probably still there, and she's going to still learn right now while we're talking about it, because she probably doesn't realize that she's blocking herself by feeling bad when she hears about family
right.
and husband. You can't do that
right.
because you are going to block that wonderful husband that's probably, I mean, you don't have to look for them. You don't. They will come to you, but you have to, like you said, you were very good, so you have to be prepared, which is you have to basically be open to it. Love yourself, be positive. And I think by working on herself, No, she doesn't have to go on but take a bunch of classes. She is already feels like she's well-rounded enough. Great. And I am ready. I'm open and I'm ready. Guides, bring them to me. You know, just like open up the waters. No negativity. You know?
It's hard. It's hard, like, with that, you know, it's like you just have to keep on eking out the positive, you know what I mean? Because, like, you can say you're ready all you want, but also if spirit isn't ready to bring it to you, it's not going to happen at the right time, you know?
Or how about saying when the time is right for me,
I'm attracting, I'm going to
accept it. Yeah, I will accept it. And I like how you said to write it down, because that is so important. Even to the minute detail, you have to think, what do you want? What will make you happy? And also, I'm loving. I want to give my love. I'm ready to give my love to somebody. Things like that that are so positive. And then pretty soon it's easy, not hard anymore, because you've changed your way of thinking. And then you're used to thinking like that.
And I think so many people, they don't understand the internal.
She'll be calling and saying, hey, you guys, I don't know which guy out of these 10 to even choose. She's going to have so many that are going to be attracted.
She's going to be like, I don't know what to do now.
And that's exciting. And you know what? Maybe she's going to meet somebody at work in this new job. And so many people call our show all the time looking for answers about their career, their jobs. When am I going to get one? I had a meeting and I haven't heard. But she already has a job. She already has a job that is good, and she thinks that she'll be able to get it very easily. So she knows how to think about how to get the job. She's very confident. There's no questions. There's no negativity about that. Just apply that principle to the relationship and way of thinking, and I think that's faster.
Yeah, to change the wordage too, because she could be like inwardly thinking these guys are all jerks, but outwardly, you know, to get the vibration of, I'm attracting a good guy.
Yeah, the vibration. Vibration is so important, isn't it?
So
yes,
are you
Johnny.
Ready for the next caller?
Sure.
Okay. Area code 347.
Hi,
caller. You're on with Joanna Lipton, psychic medium. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you today? Hi.
Hi. I'm good, thank you.
What was your question?
I wanted to check in about my job, to see how everything is going to go, and also with me moving, if I was going to be at my job for a long time or not. And also, if you see me moving anytime soon, too.
How far away were you looking to move?
I would like to Florida, but if that's not in the cards right now, like someplace even close to work that I could get to and from, just so that I could have my own space.
Okay. I see a greenhouse. Let me think here. Oh, I see about 20 minutes away. The job, how long have you been with this job?
November.
Okay. Is there, I feel like there might be a promotion coming up, like a little promotion.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you're
doing something but adding something else. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I have. I mean, like, if I was to work in HR or be in charge of something specific, I would much rather that than work around the people there.
Well, at least the people that refer me with.
Can you apply for HR other than where you were at?
I have, and they told me there's nothing available now. So I don't know if anything has changed.
I think in about a couple months that'll change. So make sure you keep on whatever site that you go to, schools or whatnot, or make sure you keep aware. Because I'm feeling that if you feel, you know, if that's where you feel more suited in your heart than that, you know, then that is good. But I feel that, what did you say first, Florida?
Yeah, I don't know if this would be the ticket or if that's even meant for me to do. To go there, right there, or some other way, or if that's not a good place for me.
Well, let me ask you this. I feel that where you are is okay, but I feel that this is a time of particulars to say, what do I really want to do? Had you thought of taking something in training or thought of, hey, this is what I really love to do?
Well, I did take some training. I went to pharmacy tech school and took that course. But I don't necessarily know if that's what I want to do. I would like something more positive to be influencing people by instead of pushing drugs on them, like working with animals or working with children or something creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So something happier.
Yes. I don't feel that's here, though. I feel that maybe you're distant. That the HR thing comes up as possible. You know, you're different in the position for a temporary time that you're saving. But then I also see the Florida is a better bet, so you're saving. But I see the new interest that lights up your heart, the ones that you said. So maybe you look for those kind of jobs there that could be entry level, you know, in the area of Florida where you want to be. And while in the meantime, stay where you are and start, you know, saving and looking for that HR position.
And you see where I work, like I could possibly be getting an offer for that?
Yeah, but they want you to look, and I think it would come maybe in a couple months. So it's not going to come right now, but maybe in a couple months. And then that would enable you, if it did, you know, to save more money toward Florida and what you really want to do, you know, whether it be the animal or the children. Start looking for work out there in the area that you think you want to be in. Now, were you looking at anything specific in Florida? Because I'm getting S, like Sarasota or something. I'm getting
out. I didn't even know there was a Sarasota, Florida. I'm not that familiar with it because I'm from New York. But
I think there is, yeah.
I don't know
something
where
it is. But you want to be in your joy. So right now, if you happen to be in the temporary, okay. But you want to look for a position that you want to start, or you want a training that is going to bring you closer to joy, you know, not just I'm doing the job to do it. So look into those training programs here. Also look into them in Florida. You know, what can you possibly do entry level for animals, this, that, and the other. And I feel that some things will pop up.
Because I want to be able to pay rent. And with this current job, I don't know if, like, because I want to move out. And there's someone that I met who she's a real estate broker. She was going to see if she could help me maybe find, like, a little apartment around here. Because everything's expensive. And I worry that this job will fire me all of a sudden, and I'll be out on the street because I was depending on them to be able to pay rent. So that's why I asked about if you see them keeping me, and do I have nothing to worry about, or should I apply to something else? This job, I'm not sure about them, you know?
I do see you temporarily there. They don't say how long. I do see you temporarily there, like I said, and something else in the department pops up, which may give you a little bit of money in a couple months, a little bit more money. And then I do see you moving into like a rental I saw a house, like a greenhouse or rental.
Yeah, she said.
But then
she said
when
that.
You say Florida to me, I feel happy in my heart, like I'm in your body, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
want to be where you can be at the time for the most joyful. And
right.
so this is only temporary, and start looking for those jobs that you like, that excite your heart, you know, whether they're entry level or not, and look here and also look in Florida, you know?
Mm-hmm. So the job's okay, like they're not bad and they're safe. Don't look for another job. Like, I'm going to actually get promoted with them.
Yeah, I do see that, but it's not going to happen tomorrow. So while you're there, you want to look for these positions, other positions that you spoke of that you like here and also in Florida, okay? And
yeah.
also, you know, follow up with the realtor about moving out of where you are now, being able to do
mm-hmm.
that in a temporary rental.
Right. And do you see me moving to Florida eventually?
Yes, that's why they're saying much
right.
better for you. Much better for your health, they're saying.
True.
Much better. Everything much better.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have people waiting? I didn't know if I could ask anything else.
Yeah, you can. They'll tell me.
All right. So, about love life, there's someone I have feelings for. His name is Frank. We didn't see each other. Well, I worked at a job before I came to this job in November where we met, and we were seeing each other because we met at the job. He worked there, I worked there. And he still keeps in contact with me, and I want something real with him, like real relationships and everything. Do you see us ever going to that level? And I want
his
marriage.
I'm sorry to say no with him. I'm sorry to say no with him, but there is someone else. And it is a good relationship between you two, and you do have past lives together, but past life doesn't always mean I'm going to marry my past life, you know? But, I mean, you have good connection, but it's not him. So if you want to stay with the friendship or dating or whatever you're doing, you're not telling me. He's not the one you want to settle down with you. That will come though.
Do you see that one?
You gotta give yourself a chance. I see about half a year. Because right now you're not settled with everything that you want. But the more settled you get with what you want in your soul, the more you're going to attract who really is going to be there to settle down with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I want to have children one day and get married. I don't know if the time for me to be able to have children has passed me. Do you ever see that coming to fruition? Any of that?
I do. But they are not telling me, weirdly enough, they're not telling me if it's, I see you with children, but they're not telling me whether you had them. And I'm not sure why. But I do see you, the relationship that you're supposed to be in, that you, you know, finally attract when you're getting settled with all this stuff, there is children. So that's what they want to say. They're not being definite about whether you have them, or whether you... they come around with a relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
I
I'm
know.
Seeing.
If I get pregnant.
Because you're very good with other people's kids and such. So.
Yeah, I am. I always wanted to have some of my own. But I don't know why they're not telling you I will or I won't. So.
Sometimes it's up to the person to experience it, but I do see you with them. So, you know, maybe like later on down when you're attracting that relationship, you write down, you know, I now see somebody with kids, you know what I mean? So you'll still get to play mommy, even though, you know, they're not, you might not have had them, correct? So
yeah.
That's what they're telling me. The guys you with are,
does have children, and it's probably about six months out.
Oh.
But it's not the other guy.
Oh.
But that's okay. You can keep friends with him.
Yeah, I think you'll always be one in my life to keep trying to, like, have physical. I just feel like he doesn't have deep feelings for me or something. I don't know what the problem is.
Well, it's not always, you know. You can, like I say, you can have a solo relationship here, but I mean, you could have had, you know, you could have been married and divorced, you could have been brother and sister, whatnot, and that it doesn't work out here. It doesn't mean, you know, anything's wrong. It just means that, you know, not right for marriage for now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You just still enjoy the relationship, you know, but as it is.
So does that
now?
Good.
Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay, dear. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much for all your advice. I'll check back in with you guys.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling.
Have a nice
Thank
night.
You.
You're welcome. Okay.
We would love to hear from her again.
Hello.
Hi. Lucky last caller. How are you? You're on live with Joanna Lipton, psychic medium.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What are you inquiring about, dear?
Hi. I love your last name. It's refreshing. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I am a big fan of the show, and thank you very much. So I just want to know this question. Do you see like a time frame? I just want to know time frame. Are you able to see time frame and or month or day where my male friend is? If you see us communicating face to face, this is his a little bit darker skin than me.
Your male friend? Can you say that again? You fade it out a bit. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Do you see me, my male friend, the gentleman? Do you see us communicating, like, face-to-face in the nearby future?
Yeah, have you met him?
Yes, I know him. I know him for a year, and I live pretty far from him, and we used to work together. He left the job. I left that one. So I just want to know if we did have romantic interest. We were, but then some things he's going through that are beyond the wall of explanation. He's going through a lot. I know that. Do you see us communicating in the nearby future?
I do see you communicating, but not in that way. I do see you communicating, but not in that way. Those things that came up, they're saying that they came up for a reason, and there's a lot that's unsettled in that person's life. So it's not that, you know, he's not a good person. It's just that they feel like he's not as complete as you want him to be for the relationship that you want. They want you to allow yourself to let other people in. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Yes, it makes sense. But do you see us face-to-face, the talking? Because I want to make my decision with him. I don't want somebody who's too many advanced, because I've been there. I like him. So you're seeing like a time frame.
I see you seeing him as more complete than he is. So like emotionally, he's not as complete as you want him to be for a relationship. So you might find yourself being tired out, having to function as most of the relationship versus unbalanced in two people, me and him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you'll be able to talk to him, but I feel that for the relationship that you're looking for, the more permanent relationship is not him. He's more like a friend. Yeah, that you have your romance, you're sort of romancing about what could happen, okay? And, you know, though I don't see it going to much fruition, one, because of the distance, and two, because of he's emotionally, they're saying he has a lot of comparing to do. Is there somebody else?
Yes, he was married.
Huh?
He was married before.
There's someone else?
He was married before. So I came in where the relationship was breaking off.
Oh. It's up to you, but I don't feel that would be a good vibe. I feel like you would have to pick up a lot of slack for the relationship. You would be doing a lot of the work instead of seeing it as a balanced, he does this and I do that, you know. And if you do most of the work, then it's not balanced and it's not really going to help you with what your thoughts of a true balanced relationship is.
I agree with you. So is he still emotionally thinking about the last relationship?
Yes, yes. And there's something to do with finances, which is not definitive in my mind. Like he doesn't. So finances are not complete enough for you to have. Yeah, it's too much. The finances are not complete with him. So you want to affirm that you are attracting somebody that is balanced emotionally, financially, in all ways. And you can say that.
Okay.
I now attract somebody who is balanced emotionally, financially, in all ways, and they come to me now. And you can ask your angels. And there's also, do you have a grandma in spirit?
Yes.
She's also saying the same. I see her shaking her head. She's saying the same thing. Now, she watches over you, too, and you could call her into your dreams. You say, I now remember my dreams, and you call her in, and you start remembering her guidance because she's got a lot of guidance for you, but sometimes you forget about it when you wake up, okay? But you definitely deserve a good relationship. And I feel there's too much mix up with emotions and old emotions that he hasn't processed. And he's not going to get there. But there is other relationship for you. So that's what they're saying.
It is good. And one more thing, please. There's another gentleman.
Sure.
Is it time for me to talk to him now? Special Brother R.
Is this about a relationship or something else? Yes or no?
She had interest in me. Yes, but I just want to give my property that he has, that's mine. He backfired on me because I didn't pay attention to him. And he had a crush on me for so many years, but I ignored him. I need to give my property. Is it time for me already to talk to him? I believe in him, nice messages. That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Is it time? Has he calmed
down? Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Ask
your grandma for help. Ask your grandma for help for some other answers and ask you to remember in your dream around watching you a lot. And she's proud of what you've done, okay?
Thank you very much, ma'am. You're very good. Thank you. This has been a blessing. Thank you very, very, very much.
Blessings to you too, doll.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Blessings.
Thank you. And thank you, Joanna, for all of your readings today. And we enjoyed having you.
Thank you. I enjoyed being on.
I'd like
to do it again.
Well, I want to just tell the listeners who you are and where to find you one more time so that they can.
Okay, wonderful.
Private consultations. So
yeah, awesome.
You can find, yes, Joanna Lipton on Facebook. And if you want to give a direct number, you can at this time one more time.
Okay. It's Joanna Lipton on Facebook, and my number is 315-708-2238. We'd love to talk to you guys about finance, about romance, about your guides, about your angels, about people who've passed on. It's unlimited, so I would love to talk to you all again, and I hope to be hearing from you soon.
Awesome. And if everybody wants to hear this show and see all of our other shows and listen to them, we have those on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And while you're there, please don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're following you now, Joanna, so that's awesome. And we also have a new TV channel called Life, Laughter, Happiness, Learn. And you can find that on YouTube.
Don't forget to leave a rating.
Oh, after you watch the shows, you can leave a rating. We would really appreciate that. And that is found on Roku under the category of education. And we're very excited about it. Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. I really enjoyed it. I'd like to come back if you guys would let me.
Oh, okay. Donnie will talk with you about that off the air and schedule.
All right.
Has in store for us, and you are a ray of sunshine. You're positive and you're loving, and that matters a lot.
Thank you. I'm glad that you recognize that in yourself as well.
Aw, and thank you for the reading for myself as well too. Next time we'll have
you
do Johnny.
Yes. You're welcome.
All right.
For this.
Right, Jenna. Good night, Barbara.
Enjoy the rest of your evening, and good night, everybody.
Good night. Blessings to everyone.